You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unk, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unk podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unk, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
What's up, guys?
Stop it. Just stop it.
I pulled both hamstrings coming here running uphill both ways, boy.
Andrew had a little bit of a debacle getting here today.
I like that word.
I did too. I just said it and I was like, ooh, that's a crunchy word.
What's that?
Debacle.
Spackle. That's a fun. Any cull in the, at the end there.
It's sounding a little bit almost slurry. Spackle.
Spackle, yes.
You know? It's getting close. Okay, so you got over here and you, first of all, I hate when people are like, I got to check out at my hotel. I'm like, no, you don't.
Never once. And
just
how many cities have we
out.
Been in? How many cities have we gone? Like 100?
Yeah, 100 at least. 100 hotels at least in the time that we've been friends. Never once have I ever checked out.
So I'm walking out.
So I'm just telling you people, if you think you got to check out, you don't got to check out ever.
Unless you're at this hotel.
Well, yeah, unless there's a gate stopping you leaving.
I almost got shot.
Why don't you just say, oh, so you were saying I'm leaving for good?
Yeah.
Because yesterday I did that and they were like, bye. They just checked my license plate and they were like, okay, bye.
There was a long line. There was a long line. So I was like, fuck this. I'm just walking out. I walk out all the time. Just charge my card. You have my card. I'm not running away. Like, you don't need my signature.
You must have looked guilty. You must have looked like you were done. Did you have your bag with you?
I did.
Okay, well, that's
I had my bag and I was running saying I was going to the border. And they were like, okay, come on, man.
Yeah,
don't rub it in that you have a passport, you know? I felt like, and a green card or whatever you have. I ran and I go, okay, see you later. And I tried to walk out like I owned them. You ever like walk out with too much confidence where you look?
Yeah, you're like, oh, see you later. Like you're like leaving Cheers where everybody knows your name.
Yeah, like, yeah. I was like,
so bye, Tony.
Later, yeah. They're like, yeah. My name's not Tony. I was like, yeah, right, Tony.
Yeah.
So I was doing that and I get past the gate and I was halfway to your hotel And the guy goes, Mr. Cullen, Mr. Cullen. And I'm like, what, man? I got to get to a pod. They don't know what a pod. So I'm trying to explain. Going radio.
Podcasto.
Radio.
Radio-o.
Radio-o-o. Podcasto. And they're like, man, look, we know where you are in the charts. You could come back. They don't need you.
Oh, they've been really? Looking, they've been following the charts.
Yeah, it's fucked up. So anyways, cool. I get back and there's a long
Maybe they're
line.
Talking about puddles.
Yeah. Well, it's been a while since I released
been
one.
Been a while.
Since I released one on the... Anyways, we are charting well. So I get back and there's a long line and the guy actually skipped a line and let me check and sign it, which was nice.
Nice. So you had to like sign shit to get out?
Yeah. Mm. Which is whatever, but it's just like, man, when you're in a hurry.
You got to look at that bill. That's what I don't want to see. I don't want to see the money that I've spent.
Not in
just
pesos.
Send it to the bank, man, and then take it away.
I don't care
yeah,
what it's
pesos,
in.
Pesos. It looks... God, Andrew the other day was like, Nikki, you should just get a printout of your bank statement in pesos. You're going to feel like Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos.
Because it's 20 times, it's 20 pesos per dollar. So everything is like, you go out to eat and you're like, oh my God, these vegetables are $320. Like, it's just everything. But also, I don't know how to do the math. So I think everything is so cheap because I'm doing poor math.
Oh, yes.
And so I think, oh, it's like.
Not
I think
me.
Like,
I'm so dumb. I see a high number. I go, well, that's cash. I'm broke now.
Oh, yeah.
That Apple really set me back.
Well, you just got to divide by 20. And God, is it harder than you think.
Well, you divide by 10. Or times 10% times 2, like when you do a tip.
You times it. Oh, you times it, and then it gives you...
I don't do that, but I'm saying that might be easier for you.
Wait, so you times... So if something's 300 pesos, you times 10, so 3,000, and then...
No, 300 pesos, you times 0.10.
Okay, so 3.
30.
No, you just move the point over 1.
Why don't you just divide? Dividing's easy. Dividing's easier than doing times points.
Agreed. I thought this might be easy. A lot of people do
but
it.
You could also do it. Let's just say you do it times 10. So let's do, okay, so 3,000. And then you say, then do half of that.
That would be 1,500. That's 50%.
Right, but then you just like move the decimal later on. Do you ever do that? Don't look at me like I'm stupid.
I'm not. First of all, my eyes are closed.
Well, before you
I'm looking at
that,
you through my eyelids.
I know, there yeah. is. It's boring through your lid skin. What I know is that I always associate 20 with the number 5 because 20 goes into 100 five times. And I will always know that. There's like certain things that are just like, like that's just a rule in my head. I'm not great at math, but I've created little rules where I'm like, okay, I know 20 goes into 100 five times.
So yeah, so you divide everything by 20. So the bill
okay.
was $1,000, 20%, or 1,000 pesos, 20%, is $200.
See, if a bill was 1,000 pesos, I'd go, okay, what?
No, wait, that's not right.
It'd be $50.
$50.
Yes. Do you want to see my fucking...
People are
I'm looking at you through my lids now.
Oh, man, I can feel it. Even though my lids are closed, I can feel your lids looking
through.
Yeah,
that's how strong that glare is.
Damn. Let's have a...
Big announcement today.
Let's have an eyes closed contest.
Yeah, whoever opens first.
You ready? One,
no, we're not doing
two,
this on a podcast.
Three.
No, I'm not doing this.
We just do it for an hour.
Well, that's interesting because you can always lie because you could just say when you open your eyes, I just opened mine too.
Yes.
So you could always just say it's the first one. You're the first. Or you could see someone start to open their eyes when you're already looking at them and close yours again.
Oh, it's like the underwater trick.
What is that one?
Some people go underwater, they close their eyes. And then you could, you know, who could hold their breath longer?
Uh-huh.
You come up, you get a real quick blowhole air like a whale, come back down and be like,
whoa.
Then, yeah. Cheat.
If I could go back in time.
Oh, you would have won a lot.
And do that all summer.
Did you
long.
Cheat in Marco Polo? Be honest. Not Marco Polo, the one. Oh, jailbreak. Jailbreak.
I don't know, jailbreak.
When you go back and forth and your eyes would be closed.
You know, I always kind of cheated on those heads up, seven up. You would look at the floor to see their shoes.
Oh.
And who touched your finger. Do you remember that game?
No. Marco Polo, your eyes are closed.
Heads up, seven up was like classic. You put your head down, you put your thumb up, and if your thumb gets touched, then you look up, and everyone who gets their thumbs, you put your thumb down if it got touched.
Yeah.
And then you look, and if you guess who touched your thumb, then they have to like replace with you, and you get to be the thumb toucher. It's so fun.
I do kind of remember
God,
that,
I used to feel like so cool if like a cool boy touched my thumb. I'd feel like, finally I'm seen. Someone acknowledged I exist. And they touched me. It was
and then you're
so
like,
exciting.
Was it you, Chris? And it's like, no, it was the weird kid in the corner. And he's like,
oh
I
my
like
God.
Your thumbs.
I'm getting like my heart is beating fast even thinking about looking at Matt Johnson. And whether or not he may have touched my thumb. And I'm like, he's not looking at me because he touched it. And then he never did. Big announcement today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The thing, the cameras. The cameras that were following us around.
Yes.
Forever, we didn't know what it was. It was a reality show for the E! Network that will be debuting May 1st. And it's called... Welcome Home, Nikki Glaser? With a question mark.
Is it really with a question mark?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I refused, on the announcement, I refused to say it any other way. They took the one.
So you say like Ron Burgundy
least.
From Anchorman?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because to be honest with you, I didn't understand the name of the show for a while. Or like...
Yeah, it was a big thing for you.
Yeah, it was, you know, I always end up kind of getting into a lot of... like back and forth about the name of different shows that I've had. And this one, they came up with it, Welcome Home, Nikki Glaser. And
it was either that or Analyze, right?
Yeah, and Analyze, they got a little pushback from some of their sponsors.
But the E in Eyes was going to be like the E for the network, which would have been cool, I thought.
Whoa, it has so many meanings.
Yeah, whoa.
Welcome Home, Nikki Glaser. And I told them, if we go with this name, I will never say it. Like the way you might want me to say it.
I kind of like that though, saying it like that, because we don't know if you're home yet. We never know if you're home.
No, it's a good, it actually, I embrace the name now and I think it's, they made the right decision because it is like, I don't know. And do they even want me there? And do I even want to be there? And is it home? And so Welcome Home, Nikki Glaser debuts May 1st.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Sunday, May 1st.
Oh my God.
On the
at what
E!
Time?
Network. This is the old Kardashian spot, so.
That's wild.
Big deal. Yeah.
On E!
And we've already seen the first episode, Andrew and I, and it's fucking good.
It really does flow. It's wild.
It flows. That's what you want to hear about a show. Yeah. If you want a show that flows.
The pacing's good.
Honestly, the pacing is great.
Yeah, no, I think it's intriguing.
It's so fun. It's a really fun
show.
Your
mom is the star, I think. No offense.
Yes. No, none taken.
Speaking of your mom, how about
that
post last night?
Speaking of my mom, God, I wish the reality show was here now because she did. You guys, I apologize to any besties who might have been up between the hours of 12 a.m. Central Time and 4 a.m. Central Time. Because you saw a post from my mom. That so, but I logged it. I remember doing it and being like, she'll never toggle between the two, you know, like
yes.
it's impossible. I had to log on to our account for some reason on her phone, I forgot why. And oh, because I was using my phone for something and I wanted to go live, and so I used her phone because it's a better version than my dad's.
Mm.
So I went live on her phone and then I put it back to her account and I thought, she'll never.
How did she even get over
it? And I
that?
Thought it would be hilarious if it accidentally, because you press it twice.
No, I know. No, I know how to do it. I just can't imagine. I mean, I
she
can't.
Just,
maybe she saw it twice.
She must have been so disappointed with her feed. It's only following like iHeart and Jessica Kearson, which is a great follow. And like, who else are we following? We're following.
Oh,
so
for our podcast?
Yeah, like yeah. Seeing who we were. She was probably like, where is everything? but she posted a picture. She posted a screenshot of her
Can
phone.
We pull it up? Can we pull it
yeah,
up,
yeah.
Noah?
Yeah, it's right there.
It is.
It's a screenshot of her.
Zoom in on that thing because the caption is incredible, by the way.
Yes.
I couldn't. This is where the picture didn't. First of all. You go into it. But
it's the picture is of Arlo, and it is the it is. I believe it's. I can see almost the numbers of the time on her phone. You know, it's a screenshot of her face, the face of her phone. Okay.
Yeah, so it because a, it shows 94% up top, which is wild.
It's an accidental No, I think that's my phone. It's an accidental. Oh, maybe it
is. No, it's hers. It hurt. That was part of the.
It was
post.
An accidental screenshot. So my mom went to post something, so she couldn't. So, but she went through her feed and was just like, oh, this is cute. And she didn't realize she was posting a screenshot of the faceplate or of her phone screen. Yeah. And it's of Arlo, my nephew, her grandson.
From years ago.
Many years ago, because he is probably 2 in this photo.
Several.
And he is 4 and a half. Or he's almost 5 now.
Just under several.
And the caption says, I love this picture. That's because I took it. And the picture, it looks like a missing child photo.
I saw this in the middle of the night.
Yeah, so did I. And I woke up at 4 in the morning.
I got worried for you because I go, what is going on with you?
Like, what did you think could possibly be?
I was just like,
I was so embarrassed when I saw this because I'm like, everyone's going to think I did this.
The bragging that you took it, I go, who is this? I thought I was living with a stranger my whole life.
Oh my God. It's so humiliating.
And then I saw the likes. I was like, 35 likes. And I was like, that's not even good either. Like, this whole thing is. This is just
embarrassing. Did you
one comment that I couldn't even read? I'm like, what?
I know there's one comment that we couldn't read. No one commented. As good for you guys, by the way, not commenting on that, because you should have just immediately called 911.
I'd rather it get hacked. I'd rather your account get hacked and you say insanely racist stuff, like terrible things, than whatever that was. It's one of the scariest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Well, but now it's so funny.
Now it's funny. My mom was clearly had a couple of drinks.
We might have to post it.
Because that's
again.
When my mom posts to Instagram. She gets like a little bit. My mom gets. She's like one of those people that gets cocky when she drinks. That's the only time she has self-esteem. No offense, mom.
The car post is still my favorite.
Oh, yeah. The one where she posted of these
4 teenagers in a car.
And she's in the back of an Uber, I think. And she posted 4 teenagers in the back of their car. Let me go to it. It's so funny.
I think she's just calling them out for looking cool.
They're looking over at her, and she says, 4 girls out and about in an Uber, all tagging each other, I'm sure. I got to call her to get some answers on this. One second here. I mean, just kidding. It's been a while since we've even had her.
Been a while.
Okay, let's.
Hey, Nikki.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Why is it my phone such a bad sound? Mom, you're on the podcast.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. What's going on? What do you want to know?
I want to know, did you know that you posted on my podcast Instagram last night a picture of Arlo? Thinking it was your Instagram because somehow you toggled between the two. I had once logged into my podcast Instagram back in the day.
No, I did. Of course not. Of course not. I didn't know that.
Okay, so I'm gonna teach you later on how to go to your Instagram and go back to, because you must be seeing only, yeah, it's, you're on the wrong Instagram and you posted a picture of Arlo. Do you remember what you posted?
No. What did I post?
It was a picture of Arlo, a screenshot of your phone like the you know, the picture
screen.
You had, the home screen, yeah.
Okay.
And you said
wallpaper. That's what it is.
I love this picture. And do you know why you love that picture?
Why?
You said because I took it.
Hold on, I gotta look at. Oh, there it is.
That's because I took it, baby. Well, it is a cute
Sorry
picture.
About that.
No, it's all right. I'll teach you how to get back to it.
I don't know if we should make. I think maybe if she.
My mom just posts.
She can post whenever she wants. Just say from Julie.
She won't. She doesn't know how to toggle back and forth, though. She won't know.
Teach
her to
toggle.
Know how to toggle.
Yeah, we got to teach you how to toggle. So if you want to know, just go to the bottom right of the Instagram account and just tap it a bunch until it switches over to your account. That's pretty much how you do it.
My God.
Yeah.
That's so You'll just show me later. I can't do it.
No, it's very confusing. It is confusing. I would never expect you to understand that. It's a thing that sometimes I get tripped up on and post on our podcast when I mean to do our own. So it's a normal thing. But I woke up at 4 a.m. and I just saw this like ominous picture of Arlo looking like a missing child, and it said, "I love this picture because I took it." And I was horrified that Andrew saw it in the middle of the night too, Mom, and he thought that I needed. He thought he was going to do a wellness check.
I was going to Baker act you.
Yeah, he was going to. He was worried about me. He was like, "Who? Why is she bragging that she took this photo?"
One woman's normal picture is another woman's call for help.
Oh my God!
Well, I'll teach you how to toggle, Mom.
I got to learn to toggle.
All right. Well, I'll call you later to catch up on everything. Go check out my Instagram though, because the reality show was just announced today.
Oh, okay. I will. All right. Hello, everybody. And okay. Thank you.
I will. You go. I'll tell everyone hello for you. They just heard that, but yeah. Go check out the trailer is out. Okay. I'm sure Dad will see it and he'll show you. All right. Love you, Mom.
Love you, Mom.
No, he's in the middle of a meeting. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Oh my God! I wanted to bring up the whole that I remembered that story wrong. Should we do that later?
What? Oh, yeah.
About the Dave Matthews.
Just say it now.
All right. So as you know, we said we both cried at it. No, you cried at Dave Matthews too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I said I cried at Dave Matthews with
look
Rusty.
Up. Yeah.
So Rusty watched the podcast,
mm-hmm.
and he said, I just get a text one morning. He goes, "You cried at Coldplay, The Scientist." We were in box seats, and Chris Martin stood on the speaker next to us and was singing The Scientist, and me and Kelly stood up and look over, and you're sitting down still bawling, crying.
Bawling!
Bawling.
I was just guessing at numbers.
It's in reverse.
Oh, wait, why is it in reverse?
Because the video, my tears are going back in my eyes.
Because the video, the video of The Scientist, yes, yeah. The music video. All right, we got to go to break, and we'll come back with more on this and everything else. Andrew!
Coming.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
All right, we're back. Andrew, yeah, our memory deceives us.
I could have swore I was at Dave Matthews, but apparently I was crying at Coldplay. I go, I don't think Kelly was there. He goes, yes, that was the night we lost him, and he went with that girl. We had a room at Colony. We each drank a fifth of Johnny Walker Black.
Colony, the place that I stayed?
Oh, yeah. I guess so. Yeah. It's a nice hotel.
So you've stayed there before?
I guess.
Oh, my God, Andrew.
So then he goes, we drank a fifth of Johnny Walker Black before the show. I remember it vividly. Well, this is probably why I don't. We found Kelly walking around Coconut Palm Drive like a lost puppy dog the next morning.
He remembers the street.
Yeah, so I guess
he's got a good memory.
Yeah, he really does.
Let's just rely on Rusty for all your stories because he's involved in all of them anyway.
Oh, God.
Fact check.
That was pretty much it. But yeah, I mean, yeah, so I cried at Coldplay. But maybe I cried at Dave too, you know, who knows?
Yeah, that's a sad song. I can see that getting you. You want to look up? Yeah.
What, the lyrics?
You were just the last 2 minutes.
It's pretty confident considering I don't love my hair.
Yeah, I'm like, don't watch this one if you want to keep your confidence.
So, man, I'm feeling cool as a cucumber.
Wait, what was I going to say? Oh, Noah was telling me that we got a message from someone that it was too much text for me to read, so I kind of skipped it. But it was about someone's memory. One of our listeners, Besties, has a Mary Lou Henner memory, which Mary Lou Henner is one of, like, very few people in the world that has photographic.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Remembers every little thing. And she was she on Facts of Life or something?
I think she was on 60 Minutes. She was. She was.
Well,
one
she
of
was the, on 60 Minutes talking about it.
Yeah, yeah. She
but
starred
she was
on
a
that.
Star of.
Yeah, which is 80,000 pesos, if you divide by 20 times 7.
Yeah, so she.
Which she would know that date.
Oh yeah, so she remembers what she wore. She remembers the time. She remembers the
weather.
That's
crazy.
She remembers what movies were out. She remembers every detail about every single thing in her whole life. It's insane. But we have a bestie that has the same condition. Noah, what did the guy say?
He said that he used to listen to You Up, and he listens to the pod also, and he could probably remember more details than we can.
Oh, 100% he can.
I don't remember yesterday.
Like, yeah, I'm so bad at it. I really am. There are certain times that I think that I've said something on the show because I remember when I said that thing, I was having a good time. And so I just remember, like, I remember the feeling of telling a story, and if it was told to people I'm comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if the feeling feels like, oh, I wasn't anxious when I told the story, or I wasn't, oh, there's some birds taking a bath out in that little basin.
Remember
They're
that.
So cute. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. If I remember the comfort, then I'm like, oh, it must have been the podcast.
Well, this is the wild part about, like, when you testify on a stand, when you're like, where were you Monday at 3 p.m.?
Oh, or when people pick out someone in a lineup and are like, it's 100% him. And it's like, no, that guy may have, like, cut you in line once.
Yeah.
Or he just may have the same skin color as the guy you think may have done it to you. But, yeah, you think, because you would have bet a lot of money on Dave Matthews,
100%.
Right?
100%. Yeah, yeah, a lot of money. And I still don't think
so
Kelly was there. Like, I still have trouble believing. Like, even though Rusty remembered all these, that's another way to tell someone a lie, is to remember details. And then they'll be like, wow, you remember Coconut Drive.
Palm Tree, Tree Street.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck, that must be right.
I did kill that guy, I guess. It's like, I saw you kill that guy on Fern and an Eagle. And you're like, yeah, that was me. That was.
Oh, man, I don't remember that. But if you remember the cross streets, I must have done it, man.
I'm telling you.
It.
Yeah, if you remember specifics, it's very believable.
Yes. Who's calling me right now? No, Sally. My Aunt Sally just called me.
She should get on that.
If my fucking phone was working, the lube wasn't. No, she's not connected. She's not toggling anything. my phone speaker is still busted from that lube explosion.
Oh.
Yeah, it really got in there. These phones are supposed to be waterproof.
What happened with... Well, lube is not... It's just above water. It's almost a...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Man, I got a massage the other night and they definitely watered down the...
To save money, lube, you think?
The oil. Yeah, to save money. It was like splish, splash. And they were just like, you know, like oil doesn't splash.
I like splish, splash.
I know. The other day I said it on the set of Perfect Strangers. I was like, splish, splash. Who's here for the cash or something like yeah. that? And you and
your
guy in my ear was like, Andrew liked that one.
And then you had me come up with another line. I don't know if you used mine. Answer was trash.
Oh, I never used that one.
Which is weird
to
say on Perfect Strangers.
Yeah, that seems like a weird one.
The choked one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't do the answer was trash one. That would have been good. Missed opportunity. Let's get to the news.
The news. Here we come, apparently.
You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Oh, man, it's Tuesday, folks. You know what that means? It is Tuesday. I hope you're having all the swells. The biggest news today is the Welcome Home Nikki Glaser is yes. going to be on the E! Network starting May 1st on Sunday in the Kardashian spot. Move over Kim. Move over Kylie. There's a new K in town, and it's two of them inside Nikki.
Woo!
That actually wasn't that bad.
That's really good.
Maybe I could do voice or whatever those things
well,
are.
We'll get someone else to read it. But that was a great idea.
Yeah.
We'll do a little couple rewrites on it, but the gist was right where it needed to be.
If I had to read that, it would have came out terrible.
That was actually real good.
Okay. A woman accidentally, apparently, records herself mocking the job interview questions during a one-take pre-recorded video interview. In the clip, which has over 6.9 million views, the troubled TikToker is seen complaining about Sky West interview questions to an unnamed male friend
West
on the
like
phone.
A airline?
It's a company she was interviewing with.
Oh, okay.
However, airline she accidentally company. Begins recording herself on the company's video application platform while she's bad-mouthing the brand. The question is the stupidest, cheesiest question I've ever read in my life. What is your impression of SkyWest company culture and how does that resonate with you? She mockingly reads aloud in part and she gives her answer. She goes, you have to record yourself answering it. This is so awkward. Once she realized she was recording, she said, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize it was recording. I was practicing. Problem is she apologized, I think. I think if she went, I know what's in there. Got you, SkyWest. Right.
Oh, that moment when you realize that you've been trash talking and they heard you.
Mm-hmm.
But truthfully, it is dumb. Corporate culture is dumb. No one is proud of a corporation or being like no one. Your corporation isn't a human. Stop the do it. What's your impression of like? Just stop.
I can't see you in an interview. When's the last interview? Well, other than, you know, you interview all the time, kind of. But like for corporate. Kind of like sit down interview.
I don't think, I mean, I've definitely had job interviews before.
Yeah. You don't remember any?
But it's just like, I mean, it honestly is like pitching a TV show to a network.
Yeah.
Or I've been in a lot of those, like dozens of those where you just sit down and you act like I belong.
Actually, walk through
love.
Walk people through
here.
That because I think they'd be interested in like knowing like do they ask for the log line because everyone's like what's the log line is it Allie
okay,
meets
so,
Big Beal or whatever
yeah a log line is like you know the elevator pitch kind of thing where you are supposed to be able to tell the log line is essentially a sentence or two of what the show is and no longer than that and then the elevator pitch is about what you would say to someone in an elevator if you had to pitch your show before they got off on the fucking ninth floor or whatever. So like a 30 seconds pitch.
So can you remember one that you did where you feel like you actually crushed it or actually the opposite where you're like, holy shit, that went bad.
Oh my God. Well, one, it depends, you know, going into these places, it depends on whether or not you are like we saw in this season of Curb, Larry David did his pitch for Young Larry and they bought it right away because they know Larry. He created Seinfeld. He's going in there like
they want
be
him
happy
yes.
to work with him.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's different vibes of like when I was pitching Welcome Home Nikki Glaser. it was summer 2020 and it was all over Zoom and it was on in my dad's like office because I was living with my parents and that was me just going into Zoom meetings and so I came up with the idea of wanting to do a reality show while I was living with my parents because I was like, what else am I going to do here? And I've always wanted to do a reality show. And so then And I was single. I was like, oh, I can go on dates. And who knows what's going to happen with the pandemic. Even if it doesn't lift up, there's going to be some way we're going to be able to make TV. We'll figure it out. And so I called my manager and I said, I want to do a reality show. Here's my idea. And he was like, okay. And then he took it to my agent, who I have an agency, and there's like a separate agent for my public appearances, which is like my tour booking. So I have an agent working on my tour. Then I have an agent working on theatrical appearances, which is like acting roles. And that guy is not busy because I don't do those things, but I'm starting to get into it a little bit more. So, and then there's a, like an unscripted, like host, a TV, like another agent that I forget like his title. He'd be annoyed that I forget it, but he's the one that books me on like game shows and all, Nikki Glaser being herself on TV.
Gotcha.
So we went to him and said, hey, what do you think of this idea? And he said, I think the best way to sell it is to attach a production company first, which a network is more likely to buy a package. So if you're like working with like, okay, if someone has a script idea, yeah, the script might be really good. But if you have Jennifer Lawrence saying she wants to be in it, there's more likely to get a studio to buy it because this person's already interested and we can package it. So a package can come with a production company and talent or with a director or with just, you know, producers. So they were like, let's get a production company. So then I interviewed with production companies and I met with one called Evolution, who I really liked, and they've done a ton of reality, including like the Vanderpump stuff and I believe Jersey Shore. Like they've just been around forever, and I just really liked them, and they just seemed to want to do what I wanted to do and were interested in what I like. I just knew that they were people that were going to like
Does the try pitch with them
own.
Feel less formal? Because it's like,
yeah, I mean, all of this is not formal because I'm supposed to always just be the talent. And then, and so they know that if we get paired together there, they want me, the production company wants me. Otherwise they wouldn't be working with me. So this is an interview that of they wanting to pair with me. And so then I picked Evolution and then they, they wanted footage and different stuff from me to build out a deck, which would be pretty much a PowerPoint presentation of what the show would look like that we then take out to networks. And then we booked a bunch of networks to pitch it to and met with them all and presented the whole idea. And that is more like formal of us trying to sell them. And, but still me being like funny, irreverent, and like just, and I have a little bit of like clout because they might be, the network people might know who I am or might be a fan. And so it's an opportunity for me to not do much of the heavy lifting and for them to all do all the logistical stuff. And that was the way it went when I pitched Not Safe with Nikki Glaser, with my boyfriend at the time, Chris. We just came up with the show, like, oh, a sex talk show. And Chris and I like developed the whole thing. But when we went in to pitch it, I was more like, I said the punchlines and he did all like, so this is how we see it breaking down. Act one will be this.
Yeah,
Act
yeah,
two,
yeah, yeah.
And then we waited, and then NBC was interested, which is the umbrella network of E, Bravo, NBC, Peacock, all those things. And then they thought, then we shot a sizzle pilot last year, and then they decided to pick it up.
But they didn't pick it. We thought it was maybe dead in the water at one point, right?
Yeah, I mean, it took like, sometimes forever. It takes like 6 months before you deliver a pilot, and then you hear back. So I just didn't even think it was going to go. And then they picked it up. So
after
I pitched
Perfect
in the summer
Strangers.
Of 2020, and then it was picked up in the summer of 2021, and then we shot it in the fall of 2021, and a little bit in the winter and into this year, actually, and then it's going to air in May. So it takes about a year, it takes about 2 years to get a show from inception to happening on TV.
Yeah. It still doesn't even feel like real. I mean, I know it's not like I'm on it somewhat, but like
you're on it a lot.
A lot, but like it just doesn't even feel like when I think of like Kardashians or just like TV, like
yeah, like reality TV families.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of them. I have to say, I'm one of many, and who knows if this will just be one season thing. But I think that it will be. It's so fun, and there's not anything like it, and I think that I really was myself the whole time. I didn't try to I didn't get a new wardrobe. I didn't clean my room. I didn't get new makeup. I didn't even wear makeup for most of it. I'm watching this first episode and I'm like, I look like I didn't try at all.
No, it felt very real. It didn't. It felt very real. Like even like with your mom and like, I don't know, it just nothing felt that forced.
Yes, exactly. And I thought it was, and I had a really good time doing it. And I got, obviously, have all the stuff that you see happen on the show was like real stuff and real like drama and real like maybe those things wouldn't have happened had I not done a reality show, because it forces you to have conversations and kind of think about what you want in life and have stakes. But those things are still, the results of going through this show are still happening to my life is so different now because of the things that happened on the show. So they were all real and had
definite for sure.
ramifications, and I can't wait for y'all to see it.
It is interesting. It's like reality is like, if we just lived through that life, there wouldn't have been as many discussions about the life or like
that's what verbalized things. Do.
It's just what your brain is already thinking, but it's acted out. Kind of, you know what I mean? Like if what your normal
it's
life
like would
being
be. A woman. You talk about your feelings. And this show, reality TV, makes you talk about your feelings. That's why people fall in love on reality shows so fast. Because if you people go, oh, well, they're fake or whatever. And you've heard me say this before, but if you are falling in love with someone or dating someone and your every single second of your life is spent outside of seeing that person, spent talking about that person and what that how much you like them and what it means, you're gonna fall in love. That's why girls fall faster, I think, is because we're constantly talking to each other about like, I like him so much. Whereas guys are like, so I got this new putter. Like guys don't talk. I have men in my life who when I started going I've had men say that something that they've been thinking about for years, I finally get them to like explain it to me or their feelings about it. And they go, wow, that really helped. That was the first time I've ever said what I was thinking out loud. And I'm just like, what are you are you kidding? You've never worked that verbally. And that's why I said yesterday, it's so important to journal your thoughts and to say them, because you think that you can just think things through, but your mind is a fucking alphabet soup of thoughts. And you really need to articulate them to see how you actually feel. And it feels so good. And you don't think it will. You think you can just keep it in there, but you can't.
I saw a video the other day where it says women are into people and guys are into things. Like we care more about things, whatever that is, like hobbies.
Well, that was Mark Norman's clip.
Does he say that?
Yeah, he said men like to talk about things like, oh,
what did
look
he say?
At this.
Was
he's
it
describing
a joke?
Like a golf club. Yeah. Or describing some like watch. And he's like, look at like, if you ask him like, what's your girlfriend's birthday? He's like, I don't know. Just fucking in the summer at some point, I think. The weather's nice. And then if you ask him to describe his watch, he's like, oh, it's a 1938. And he's going through all the details. And he's like, that's why women, when they complain about being objectified, it's like, but you want to be. We love objects. We care so much more about them.
Yeah, that's good. That's it wasn't funny. Where I heard it.
You heard that like a study or something?
Yeah. I just heard it not in joke form. I can't remember who said it, but it was about essentially that.
Like, does that make you feel like you're, that's a prop? Like that to me doesn't make me feel, if I were a man, I'd be like, oh, that's a shitty thing to care about things more than people.
Oh, for sure. And I think I'm somewhere in the middle there. I think you could call them betas or whatever you want, but I do think I have feminine characteristics, whatever, where I do care more about people than things. Like, yes. I really do feel that way. Not completely.
What's Brenna's last name?
Putter. Set it up. Your boy knocks it down.
You knocked it down, buddy.
Hairpiece.
Should we go to Reddit dump?
This
or should
is
we
your...
do one more, more news?
We do one more news.
One more news.
All right. I kind of want to go to this one. Now that Wardle is on the New York, did you do it yet today?
No, I haven't. Yesterday's really pissed me off.
So it pissed off a
fucking
lot of people.
Cynic.
Pissed off a lot of people. Fans are complaining that the puzzle's too difficult now under the new owners, and more than one answer is being published as a glitch.
What?
I don't know what that means. But fans have noticed several problems, including the puzzle becoming too difficult.
Oh, wow. I like a difficult puzzle, but it really did. Did you get Cynic?
I honestly skipped yesterday, which now I'm still happy because I got it today.
Cynic was hard because I got NIC and then I eliminated every other vowel besides Y. And I'm like, what the fuck? I've typed in Ionic. Maybe there's a double I. It was so confusing. And then Cynic was the last one. I was like, oh my God, that's hard because you have two C's. So if you get one C, think that's the end of C's.
A double letter that isn't used a lot in words, it's tough.
Yeah,
it's
that
tough.
Was a really, I thought it was good. I'm happy that the New York Times took over. Why are people complaining about Wordle? Isn't there better things to complain about? It takes 2 minutes of your day. Is it really that important to
also,
you?
Also, if you're complaining about Wordle, try a crossword puzzle. You know what I mean?
Yes.
In comparison.
Oh, they do complain about those.
That they're too hard?
I mean, well, I'm in the crosswords for Reddit. And there's constantly complaints about certain
things. Isn't a cynic someone that complains? Like someone that
a cynic is someone that is always like, you're kind of a cynic. You're cynical when it comes to sincere posts on Instagram.
Yeah, but I'm getting better.
Yeah.
I am. I really am.
Yeah. Like, was he just doing that to get publicity? Like, you thinking Kanye is being... You said that the other day. Kanye is being
He's coming out with Donda
right
2. In between his fucking rants, he gives promotion. I don't think I'm wrong. I'm not being a cynic. No, but I do
believe that there could be some motivation of just wanting to be in the spotlight, but I don't think it was like his PR team was like, I think in order to get Donda 2
more. He's
right.
His PR team. If he's going fuck Skeet and fucking all, he loves Hillary, and then the next post is Donda 2 coming out. Kid Cudi, you weren't on it because you're friends with Skeet. Fuck you, motherfucker. It trends, man, and he does it in all capital letters.
I think
he
also wants Kim back.
Sure.
Okay, so both can be true.
Both can be true.
Okay, I thought you were saying it's just for that.
Oh, no. But I think one
I think it's just a mental illness. And also,
well,
I think
yeah,
that
but I think that could also be something that's...
By the way, people are so quick to go, let's, you know, we can't judge him. He has a mental illness. Everyone who does anything has a mental illness. Someone who murders someone has a mental illness. Someone who fucking beats their wife has a mental illness.
Yes.
I'm not saying that we can't excuse it and feel sorry for him, but I would just, let's just extend it to everyone then. Because just because you can say it's bipolar, someone who literally murders someone has a brain abnormality or has gone through terrible things in their life where we can find sympathy for them. But you're a fucking demon if you have any sympathy for someone who,
well, maybe he'll murder Pete Davidson and people are going to go, hey, man, dude, back off, man. Yeah. That's Kanye being Kanye.
Right. Okay. Well, we got to go to break.
I love Kanye.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, I think he's very entertaining. He's obviously somewhat off his rocker, but I think he's a genius and it's all mixed in one pot that's really fun. And I think some of his songs are my favorite songs ever. So,
all right. Well,
that's for you, Kanye.
I'm sorry, I wasn't really listening because I'm reading the barrage of congrats texts I'm getting from people about the show. It's so nice.
Oh, barrage!
Yeah. Barrage. Let's get what was it? What was the word I used?
Carbonacle.
Carbuncle. We'll be right back with Reddit Dump.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
All right, let's get to Reddit dump.
This is your
karaoke mode.
This is your Reddit dump.
Oh, you can hear the laugh.
Oh, I always
I never
hear
heard it.
You never heard the laugh?
Until last week.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right, well, welcome to Reddit Dump. Okay, let's get right to it. Noah, why don't you start us off with the video? This one, you may have seen, it was making the rounds last week. This is from the subreddit, Made Me Smile. It's a dad mics up a four-year-old while he's snowboarding. So this dad puts a microphone in his little four-year-old's helmet while he's snowboarding down the mountain, and it's adorable. To hear what this kid says to himself while he's snowboarding.
Let's get up, go in that secret path. Oh yeah, sweaty dad. Someone's in our secret path. This way, you'll slip. I won't fall, maybe I will. That's okay, cause we all fall. Have fun, dad.
Have fun, dad.
Let's down this big old hill.
He falls.
We woo. Powdersaurus.
A powdersaur.
Oh, he said, "What kind of dinosaur are you?" And he said, "A powdersaur." And it says indiscernible verbal struggles.
And then he said, I'm a stuckosaurus.
That's the cutest thing I might have ever seen in my life.
He's
wearing a dinosaur outfit too.
It's so freaking cute.
And it's such a great message. Everyone falls.
Everyone falls. It's okay.
I'd be so scared to put my kid on a snowboard or skis. I'd be so afraid.
And then I saw this and I was like, I gotta put a microphone in I found a little 4-year-old girl's helmet when she went to a farm.
Chickens, hello chickens, hi. There's a white chicken, there's a brown chicken, there's a black chicken, there's an orange chicken, there's a red chicken. How many chickens are there? Wait, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
We don't have food. Sorry, guys.
Baby, where are they going?
They're just chilling. Is that a turkey?
Wait, don't they belong in a barn?
No, this is, they're in the wild.
So that was a 4-year-old that I found.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Why did they need to wear, were the chickens attacking?
I don't know why she's calling a grown man baby.
Why were they wearing a helmet?
I'm sorry. For those of you who didn't know that was Britney Spears, didn't you think that was a 4-year-old at first talking?
Yeah.
That's Britney Spears, though.
Still adorable. Still really cute.
It's just insane. I cannot get over that clip. I play it for everyone. One chicken, two chicken, brown chicken. Baby, why are the chickens? Don't they belong in a barn, baby? Can you imagine hanging out with that all day? It would be like, why? But why? Like, it's, I just.
We have to get an Uber, a black one.
There's one with wheels.
With wheels and an engine, and they go round and round.
Am I making fun of Britney Spears? Yes. Am I making fun of her mental illness? No. I'm just saying she sounds like a four-year-old. So that's okay. But it's
of note. Had a controversial post the other day with the cat.
Yeah,
meowing.
It started here, and I put it on my Instagram, and people were like, "You're disgusting! You're disgusting to mock her mental illness." And I'm like, "I'm mocking the fact that she sang a weird note. I will never be able to hit any of the notes she hits, including that one. Nor would I want to with that one." But it's people just stop it.
Why do we live
funny,
in like not the real? We don't live in the real world. Like,
but
a lot of people
as
don't.
As someone
live-
has a mental illness, you can't make fun of them. I'm not making fun of the mental illness. People who have mental illnesses, including myself, do funny, stupid things that you can still go. Her baby voice has nothing to do with her having a conservatorship.
No.
Or maybe it does. I don't know. Well, explain that to me if I am very insensitive for making fun of that. Okay, let's go to more things on Reddit. But I just cannot get over it. Okay, this one was, one second. Let me just go up to the top. This one was on Explain Like I'm Five.
Oh, this is a theme we got going.
Yeah, it is. This one, I love this because you get to ask questions that are complex and someone just explains it to you like you're an idiot. Why is gold so valuable? Is it really as simple as, oh, pretty rock makes shiny things? What do you guys think? Why do you
think
there's
gold- a limited amount of gold. So then the value is what it is.
But there are more rare things in the world than gold.
Sure, but they might be more expensive. What's more rare than gold, though? That, and also, it like takes a place of like you have gold bars, which will keep its value, so people have that.
I know, but
I guess it's kind of like,
well, it gets into all this, but this is why it's not. This is why it's more. It's better than the other ones. I found this interesting. Gold is rare, but not too rare. Nothing too common can build up a lot of monetary value, but something too rare wouldn't build up enough cultural significance to become valued as a store of wealth and medium of exchange. So it's perfectly rare, but not too rare that you see it a lot, so you want it, but it's not easy to get. Gold has aesthetic value. People, as you note, like shiny things. This is probably universal as human nature, blah, 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 blah. Number three. Gold is unreactive. That is very important because when you want to store value, you don't want to lose value. Most metals rust away. Organic things rot. Most colorful things discolor. But you can toss gold in a pit in the dirt and come back 100 years later and it will be in good condition.
It's like a diamond.
Yeah, but but then they said gold is, it's not like a gem that might crack and lose its value. And if it is in some form you don't like, you can melt it down and reform it. Whereas you can't do that with diamonds. Gold is hard to fake. Gold is easy to work with. I just found that very interesting because you sometimes think and you go, why is it? Just because it's pretty? And okay, this is from Ask Reddit. What did you learn at an embarrassingly late age? Someone said, my dad once told me that gullible isn't in the dictionary.
But
he said, 18 years later, I got the joke. Someone said the meaning of birthday suit. I was 26 at the time. One that you just hear a lot, and then at some point you go, oh, I guess it's naked, but...
I have words that I didn't. Like, off-putting. I thought off-putting. It was off-putting.
Yeah. Prima donna. How do you think you spell prima donna?
P-R-E-M-A-D-D. I know this is wrong, but A-D-D-O-N-A.
Yeah, it's two words, prima and donna.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Yeah,
so it's not pre...
That.
Like, it's not like before Madonna.
I just learned that.
I liked this one. I don't know why, but whenever someone mentioned that a piece of furniture was walnut, think about what you think about when someone says this is walnut, okay?
Edible?
I kind of thought they meant that nuts and shells are all crushed up and
smoothened. I thought the color of like a walnut.
Then in my 30s, I realized that it was probably made it from the tree that makes walnuts too. Wood of the walnut tree, and the walnut is the walnut that the tree produces.
Whoa, I'm learning all this.
I know,
real time.
Me too. Someone said they didn't know that milk curdles or bread molds because they lived in a house with 18 kids and nothing ever sat around long enough for that to happen. This one I learned last night, and I wanted to share it with everyone because I think we all don't know this. I was into my I was into my deep, I was deep into my teens when I realized it's make ends meet, M-E-E-T, instead of make ends, ends with an apostrophe, M-E-A-T. I always visualized it as procuring the last bit of food you could in tough times. No, it's making two ends meet.
Ah, shit.
I would never have known
that,
Noah.
I thought it was like the ends of meat.
Yeah, like, wait. Uh-oh. Is it make men's meet or make ends meet?
Make ends, like two ends come together and meet.
Oh, okay. So I knew that.
Oh, you did know that.
I okay. never thought I did make not. Men's meet.
Speaking of ends, what's that funny?
Make men's meet is so funny to me.
Like, oh, speaking of ends, someone said, I didn't know that the ends of loaves of bread are there to seal in the freshness so that when you eat the ends or you chop them off, the bread gets drier, which I didn't know either. But this one was the funniest one to me. This guy goes, I was 16 years old when I learned the word floriting was not a word. Okay. I'm confused too. He grew up watching a lot of SpongeBob, and it was always his favorite show. On the show, SpongeBob always failed his driving test because he would always floor it, okay? Instead of driving slowly. So when he was little, he thought that floor it was a single word that meant to go fast. So you could go slowly or you could floor it, okay? So he thought floor it was a verb that you could do. So fast forward to driving school. I'm in the car with the instructor and another student. I'm driving slowly on the highway and someone aggressively passes me. I made some nervous comment like, man, he's really floriding. And the car just gets really quiet for a second. Then the other student in the car goes, floriding? What? And that's when I realized it. It all came crashing down at once. Floor it. It was two different words. And I just thought that was really cute and funny.
Yeah, if you're listening, send in words you've gotten wrong in conversation where it's not just, I guess we do that already with whatchamacallit.
Yeah, like misheards or like misunderstoods or yeah.
When they said, someone said daiquiri.
Oh yeah, you told me that one and I didn't.
What was it? Did you hear that one, Noah? The fanthrax where the person mispronounced
daiquiri.
Yeah.
Was it daiquiris? Because it had an S at the end?
Diacary. Or something like, that. Like daiquiri. Yeah. Or like diacary.
Diarrhea. Like,
yeah, it
diarrhea?
Sounded like kind of like dire. But yeah, anyhow.
Let's go into final thought. This is from the subreddit Science. It says 26% of Americans ages 18 and up didn't have sex once over the past 12 months. That is 26% of adults 18 and up did not have sex for the past 12 months, for the past year. That is more than I...
What is it normally before COVID, though, I wonder?
It's been this number for a while, actually, I think.
Yeah. That's one of the articles I sent yesterday. And yeah, it's been for a while before pandemic.
Yeah, it reached an all-time high in 2018. Adults reporting no sex reached an all-time high in 2018, underscoring a three-decade trend line marked by an aging population and higher numbers of unattached people.
Yeah, I wonder how much is 62% are fucking, though.
The most of these men, most or of the 72%. People are 20 are 20-something men. For most of the past three decades, 20-something men and women reported similar rates of sexlessness, but that has changed in recent years. Since 2008, the share of men younger than 30 reporting no sex has tripled to 28%. There are several potential explanations for this. Labor force, because there's less people working, labor force participation is one of the reasons. When men don't have jobs, they don't feel sexy.
Oh, I thought it was because they fuck people at their job.
I thought that too, but it's apparently men do not feel like viable sex partners when they don't have jobs, and then they don't also have money to probably pay.
Yeah, it's harder to fuck at your parents' house too when you're living back with them.
That's another reason, more of us are living at home with our parents, and you can't fuck as much.
I mean, this explains why the idea of a metaverse is only getting like more real, because people are just living on the internet, and they're getting all their happiness from their computer or their phone. I mean, these numbers are going to keep getting higher, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. It's, I mean, in Japan, aren't people just like fucking celibate?
No, I mean,
like men are just they like have their like they have romances with their pillows and stuff. There's a huge problem in Japan of people not having fucking sex. Yeah, and like not having more kids. It's interesting. For me, I always was like, sex is so hard to like get to the point where you're naked with someone and comfortable. You meet someone else, which everyone is so isolated. You meet someone and then you get comfortable enough with them to take off your clothes. And like, that's why I never understood Tinder. Like you could just meet a stranger, open the door and then have them be inside them. It's insane to me. So I think that these numbers to me make sense.
Also, bars being closed, a lot of people fuck when they're drunk, and not as many people are drinking, maybe, at least socially.
Yeah, but this has been going down since 2008, dude.
Yeah, I think a lot of these people are just like, I wonder, like, I think about, like, the 72% that are fucking, are they fucking even more than back in the day? You know what I mean? Like, you know, and how many of these 28% really just can't get laid? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, but, it's not a choice. It's not a choice. It's like...
Yeah, I think this is not a choice for a lot of them. I don't think they're all asexual.
This is, like, more like heteronormative relationships, because I know that my friends who are on Grindr have no issue and have had no issue fucking over the last couple of years.
Yeah. But I think that half a percent of men on Grindr have not fucked.
I've always thought of men, though, as just, like, they are the ones that have less of an issue having sex because they just aren't ready. They could just do it whenever. Women, you have to like get to know someone a little bit more and feel a little bit more safe to let it happen. So it's surprising that women aren't the ones that whose numbers are smaller. Because for me, I'm just like every man I know is just.
Well, what are men's not?
I'll have sex with anyone. You, women's met the numbers have increased. Exponential. They said they've tripled for men,
and
the women's
have
only gone up by 8%. I think.
Well, I think women are more liberated now, and they're having sex more freely than back in the day.
I don't understand how people are so comfortable getting naked with people
drunk.
It's why is no one talking about that? That's the fucking number one thing.
What, getting drunk?
That's why sex happens.
Yeah,
it's because alcohol.
It's alcohol.
But no one talks about it. Everyone just acts like, no,
Well, that's just a fun thing. It's like, I had 4 tequilas, he had 5, and next thing you know, we fucked, and now we're married with 4 kids.
It's
like, it's not a big deal to people.
When
it's
I
like
used to ask people in the audience, how many of you have had sex for the first time with someone totally sober? It used to be like no one. And now people say, yeah, it's me because I'm performing for older audiences. But ask yourself that, listener. When was the last time you had sex with someone for the first time? And you weren't a little bit inebriated.
Yeah. If you're in college,
one
you don't
sip.
Fuck sober.
No.
Even the person you're dating, you don't fuck sober.
It's because it's a smart thing to not fuck a stranger. And the only way to do it, it's smart to not fuck someone too soon.
In a lot of ways, yeah.
Yes, in every way. Disease, pregnancy, you don't want to just do it with... We're not in tribes anymore where you're destined to see this person at the fireside later that night. These people can escape without accountability after they fuck you and give you whatever they give you. And it's emotionally fraught. Like, you shouldn't be having sex too soon. And that the only reason it's happening is because of the alcohol. People do not. Men are the only ones that get horny enough to have sex right away without alcohol. I've said this a billion times. Women need to like someone or trust someone. Of course, there's some women that have more masculine energy in that way. And like, just want to get fucked, but I do not think that is that common.
I wonder if drinking is like a good scapegoat for people, like where they're like, it's a good excuse to be like, oh, I'm not a slut, I was just drunk, or I'm not a womanizer, I was just drunk. Like, it's a great excuse.
I'm not rolling my eyes, there's something in it.
I know, but you know what I mean? Like, I think it's a way for people to kind of get out of bad behavior. They just have, and maybe it's something that they do want
to
do.
Sex. We all want to have sex, but it's so scary to like be vulnerable enough to first of all like put your mouth on someone else's mouth. What if they reject you? When you just, you know, that analogy I gave of like you just feel like it's liquid courage to do the things you're scared to do when really it's just you're stupider. Because if it were liquid courage, firefighters would get loaded before they went into houses.
And fuck.
Yeah.
Each
and
other.
Fuck that fire.
Yeah.
We got to go.
Fuck that fire.
We got to go. But thank you for listening to the podcast today. We'll be back tomorrow with more Dopika and G.
Jackson State. That's where Deion Sanders' son goes.
Well, there you go.
Both his sons, actually. Big head. Mom's vagina. Spaghetti.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.